Welcome to Competition Archery Media's podcast. We just wrapped up a successful weekend in Paris, Texas. It was an interesting weekend on the ranges because we had a variety of conditions from rain to deep water to wind to stillness to dark, all kinds of neat stuff. But in the known pro category, the winner, 19-year-old Remington Boyer, we'd like to welcome him to the podcast. Hey, Remington, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, real good, man. Just, enjoying being home for a minute. You don't look like you're home right now. Where are you?
No, I'm actually in Wichita, Kansas. We're up here getting ready to hunt some Rio turkeys.
Oh, is that right? Nice.
I've never got the opportunity to hunt anything but Missouri. So we're up here trying to kill a nice bird. So
was this planned or is this part of your celebration after your big win?
This was actually planned. I took a 3 weeks vacation. I went to the Vegas shoot, and then I went to the Southwest shoot out in Paris, Texas. And then the following week, we were going to go hunt turkeys in Kansas. So,
all right. Well, listen, there's a lot of people out there that don't know much about you, obviously, because you've been shooting amateur the last couple of years. So why don't you give us a little background about yourself? I mentioned you were 19, so we have how old you are, but when's your birthday? When are you turning 20? And where are you from? And how long have you been shooting?
19 at the moment. I'll turn 20 in June 14th. But birthday's coming up pretty quick. So I'm born and raised and basically in Sullivan. I was kind of in that area. And just from there, I kind of shoot locally. And I've kind of just extended my variety this past couple of years. I've really been hitting the ASA tour and working my way up through the amateur ranks. And it's been quite the learning process to get to where I have got these past couple of shoots here at Known Pro.
So you say you've expanded your archery. So when you say that, what type of archery did you start shooting? I mean, have you been a 3D shooter this entire time, or was it indoor or what?
Predominantly a 3D shooter. I mean, I basically just started tournament shooting just like a few years ago. I kind of shot at the little bit of the state level, and then I did all right. And I'm like, I can extend this a little bit further and see where I can get with this. So it's been working my way up through the ranks I did high school open K-45 and K-50. I kind of learn that I shoot to my competition, and I don't always have enough time to practice as I would normally have. So I've really been trying to take this little by little on the pro side of things, and trying to really compete with these guys up here at the top level, and seem to work out last shoot.
Yeah, I would say it's seeming to work out this year. I mean, so let's go ahead and backtrack in terms of your ASA experience. So I see that in 2017, you shot high school open a tournament or two. And then in 2018, in high school open, you won 3 out of 6 and won shooter of the year. In 2019, you moved to the known 45 category, won 3 of those 6. And if I get any of these stats wrong, let me know, because I was like literally on the computer just counting. And then you won shooter year. And then last year, 3 podiums in known 50 in 4 tournaments, and you finished 2nd in shooter of the year. So for a lot of the people that may be watching this that are younger, that are in maybe middle school or high school level, talk to us about those amateur classes. There's so many that ASA has, but the great thing is it provides you an opportunity, if you can get to those rounds, to really shoot in and amongst all the pros, and more importantly, in and amongst the people that make the decisions on who they're hiring as their shooters for the next year, right?
Yep. Yeah, for me, that was huge shooting the amateur classes, because you can look at it multiple directions. For me, I decided it was best to try to win shooter of the year and win my way up to the ranks. And that was a huge help for me starting out, because I got to feel the pressure of actually shooting through my round and leading after day one, and being able to come back and jump up there and extend leads throughout these amateur classes, and kind of get to experience all different aspects of the pressure that I'm feeling today in the pro class and through that and shooter of the year. I mean, those things are just as tough for me as it is shooting in the pro class now. So, I mean, it's basically just mirror image, just it's kind of on a lower scale, so to speak, but it's mostly the almost identical pressures as I'm feeling in the known pro class currently.
In the amateur classes, do you have the shoot downs like we have, or is it all based off of score?
No, it's all based. There's no shoot downs in that. It's all based off score, but you, at the end of the year, they'll peer group you kind of like a day two in the known pro class. But so I've had the groups and everything's pretty much the same. It's just on a larger scale, so to speak.
So after day one, you are tied for the lead, leading the way, basically, right? And you get peer grouped to day two. So what was it like shooting in and amongst, you know, those shooters? Because obviously you've seen some of those shooters you were shooting with for a couple of years, and now you're in that group. And what was that like? What was the conversation like? What was the pressure like? What was day two at Paris, Texas like for you?
Oh, it's crazy because I mean, those guys that I got to shoot with were I look up to those guys through my amateur ranks, and I got to shoot with some of those guys that are at least a few of those guys that are in the peer group. And it's kind of a different feeling going in, kind of feeling like the underdog, but still you gotta trust your ability and be able to shoot the same. You know, everybody's on the same level playing field, and you're all shooting the same range. You got the scores are all going to be, when the dust settles, they're all going to be exactly a level playing field. And
how important is it for you as a shooter to have the known pro category versus unknown? You know, did you ever judge yardage when you were younger? You know, is it just one of those things for you where this is great category? Great class, great category, so you can work on your shot. What do you think?
Yeah, in high school open, it was I shot that when it was half unknown, half known, and away I figured out that I'm farsighted. My vision's farsighted, and I have a really tough time trying to put enough yardage on each target to hit 12s that I felt like I should, and so I'd always have to shoot an upper game, and then. It was more stressful than I thought it was worth because I put so much time into it and I got little reward out of it. Whereas whenever I'd shoot my known day, I'd usually almost do like 20 plus up and not have to necessarily work as hard and have the stress level that I did on the unknown side of things. So it's definitely the class for me for now, but I've been playing with it a little bit lately and I still think the known's the way to go for me.
Let's backtrack in time. Tell us about your childhood. You know, what brothers, sisters, you're shooting, are there interests away from archery that you have you know, since you were younger?
Yeah, I actually have four other siblings. I grew up on a farm in Bourbon, right next to Sullivan, and I grew up on a farm there, and I've had four other siblings that I've kind of learned to keep a strong mental aspect on things because I've learned to be able to shoot and block out a lot of stuff through that, believe it or not. It's because they're kind of stressful sometimes. So
yeah, that never goes away. No matter how old you are, brothers and sisters, siblings, they just stress you out no matter what happens. What about you know, so has it been for you all archery, or do you have any other interests? You know, like growing up on a farm, or is there, you know, did you have a dirt bike, or did you play any other like stick and ball sports in school, anything like that?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, I was homeschooled throughout all the way through my elementary and high school. So I had the opportunity to mostly put everything I had toward shooting career, which is kind of where I'm still getting toward that. And I really want to one day do this for a living, but yeah, I did a little bit of weightlifting during high school because I got the time to kind of make my own schedule, and I go out and lift a little bit, and I and I'd shoot in the afternoons, and I could kind of structure my own schedule around me shooting and my grades, shooting and trying to work out, and kind of push the working out to the back burner because archery and school were the forefront.
You know, thinking of like your situation, you mentioned a little earlier that you took 3 weeks vacation to do this. Does that mean that you have a job now, like that's beyond archery, since it's not full time for you yet?
Yeah, I work full time for my dad, who actually owns a septic and sewer company, and I'm a heavy machinery operator, and I do that for a living every day for the most part. And it's good working for him because it's a little more flexible schedule. I can balance my shooting because he really helps. He helps promote me, I guess, as you call it. And he gives me the opportunity to go out and shoot these events, and I get time off to where I can do this stuff and try to make a career out of this. And I have a plan to fall back on if it doesn't work out. So
that's really good. So then with your work day, what does your normal practice day or practice schedule for the week look like? When do you get to practice and shoot?
Yeah, I don't get to practice much. I mean, when we work, we're working 10, 12 hours a day for the most part. And some days, rain days, I try to shoot as much as I can, but I only get to shoot maybe 1-2 days a week at the most. I'll try to shoot some evenings if we get off by 5-6 o'clock, but it's definitely tough working full time, trying to set up bows to go to these events and shoot all this, especially now that I'm in a professional class, and I got to make more showings of this stuff, because historically I haven't been able to go to indoor shoots like Vegas. I haven't been able to make and stuff like that because I don't get to practice as much over the, I practice a little bit more toward the end of winter, but I don't get to shoot a lot of indoor, so to say. So I really try to focus on 3D historically, but this past week in Vegas, I dropped a point there, and it was kind of frustrating for me. But at the same time, this taking off, I got to actually shoot and there and practice and get and make these small steps from the Foley and make changes from Foley to Vegas in my equipment and perfect it in Vegas to show up here and know how it was going to react under pressure and be able to hold it together.
Where does your archery knowledge come from? Meaning, I would imagine you build your own bows, you set your own bows up, you're dealing with all that kind of stuff. I mean, if not, you know, who's helping you do that? So where does that come from? Is there a local shop? Is it from your family, your pops or whatever? Or is it, you know, you go look on the internet and you watch people set things up and then just try it and practice?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of everything. I got a local shop I shoot out of Gray Summit, Missouri. They're down there. I'll shoot out of there some, but I've got to know a man named Josh Trollinger, and he has a full indoor range in his basement, and we're able to kind of bounce ideas off. He doesn't live too far away, so we can bounce ideas off each other, and I can kind of shoot and figure out what works, figure out what doesn't work. And for the most part, I'll spend a lot of time there trying to set up bows and then figure out what does and doesn't work. And for the most part, that's where I have made my biggest jumps recently, because he's been in this game longer than I have. So he has quite a bit more knowledge than I do. So he's able to kind of coach me in the right direction and get me channeled.
Have you met or exceeded your expectations for your first pro season in ASA archery?
I've definitely met them, but I have pretty high standards for myself, but I know most of the time I don't achieve them, but I always like to set my goals high enough to where, because historically, I won Shooter of the Year in high school open. I won Shooter of the Year in K-45. My goal was to win Shooter of the Year in all four on the way up, but I lost K-50. That was on me. I put too much pressure on myself to perform at the level I was before. And I didn't shoot enough, and I knew where I went wrong there. But So coming out in here, I was really frustrated and really wanted to make it a statement, get into the pro class.
So ultimately, you know, what's your goal? What's your goal with archery? You know, you want to make it a career. Are you here? Have you arrived? Is it an ASA career and make money that way and put the farm in the rearview mirror, at least, you know, for a time? Or are there other steps you want to get to with archery?
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to make archery a full-time career. I mean, my passion is basically, I like setting up bows and tweaking things and being able to really improve my shot process and my ability. And I like seeing it climb and that, and I like to work out and train quite a bit. And I've really been working on this past couple months. I've really been trying to get healthy to do this stuff. I've been on like ketogenic diets. I went to the PT chiropractor. We all like, kind of sat down and had a meeting with them all after Foley. I'm like, I need to be the best I can be. So we ran tests, made sure everything was good. And I'm like, I need to be the best I can be. And they're like, here's some changes you can do. Here's some workouts, some stretches. Kind of everything set me in the correct direction to perform well the rest of the year. And so far it's been working out pretty well.
Yeah, I would say it's working out pretty well. Congratulations again on the win. Thank you so much for spending time with us here on the Competition Archery Media Podcast. Remington Boyer, enjoy your shoot and look forward to hearing all about the shoot when we get to see you next at our next event coming up. What is it? The beginning, London, Kentucky is the very beginning of June, isn't it? So you get a whole month off from archery. So, all right, man. Thanks again for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.